Hey, what's going on? This is Aaron Luttrell. Thank you for checking out The Aaron Advantage. I wanted to come to you today with a video on a topic that I think a lot of people think about, talk about, but don't really know a whole lot about, and that's real estate investing. And I really want to touch on very basic things today on two different types of investing. There's one, which is for cash flow, and there's two, one for appreciation. Now, I'm gonna break these down a little bit so you understand the difference between a cash flow versus an appreciation investment, and kind of just go through what I think is a little bit of information that people don't consider before they get into real estate investing. So first off, let's talk about cash flow. If you're looking to invest in real estate for cash flow, you're looking to buy something that you're gonna hold for the long term, like a rental property, or something that you're gonna hang on to for a long time that you're gonna have tenants in who are paying you a monthly rent, which is what gives you revenue on that property. In addition, whenever you're thinking about that, you also have to take into consideration what your monthly costs are, what your type of risk assessment is on what you're willing to take on, as well as what kind of appreciation the property value may experience or what kind of downturn you may experience on that property value in the long run. Now, I've often heard it said that if you invest for appreciation and cash flow, you're going to end up with neither of those. So strictly base this investment only on the net dollars in your pocket and how much you're willing to take on with that investment. So when you're investing for cash flow, one of the things that you have to consider is not only how much money you're going to spend on the property, you also need to look at the cash investment that you're going to put in the property, whether there's any upkeep that you're going to have to factor in, any maintenance you're going to do up front, or if there's any big costs that could come up in the near future, like putting a new roof on or messing with the HVAC system, plumbing or electrical upgrades that could come up before you can put a tenant in there. In addition, you need to look at the return on your dollar investment. Just because you're buying a home for $100,000 doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna put that much money into it on the front end. You're gonna have the down payment on the loan if you're taking out a mortgage, but you may not have to put all that money into it. So always look at your cash on cash returns when you're looking at your cash flow to determine what you feel is a good return on that investment. We'll get into that a little bit more on another video at some point in time, but I did just wanna talk a little bit about the cash flow side. The other type of investing, like I mentioned, was appreciation. Now, when you think of appreciation, people often think of something that they're holding on to long term, or like compound appreciation or stuff like that whenever you're getting interest on an investment that sits for a while. Primarily, appreciation investing is something that I like to tell people is more in line with the stuff that you're seeing on HGTV with the great shows Flipper Flop, Property Brothers, or Fixer Upper. These people are putting in dollar investments to fix up a property to try to improve the value so that they can sell it on the back end and make profit. Now, the thing that a lot of people do not consider when they're doing that is the fact that these shows are made for entertainment. They are not always accurate representations of what you can expect when you want to invest in real estate. One of the things you need to realize is that flipping a home takes cash, a lot of cash. In fact, there are many banks who don't want to take on that kind of risk at all without you putting up a minimum of 20% down on the loan to get started on that. Some of them require even more, as much as 25% down or higher. So before you ever think about flipping a property, you need to understand you're going to need some cash on hand to get that taken care of. In addition, there are other things that you need to consider, such as holding costs that you may not think about. They never really show you the true cost of holding onto a property while they're flipping it online or on TV shows. There's a lot of costs that are associated with owning real estate, including property taxes, insurance, and other things that a lot of people don't take into consideration. You need to make sure that you set up a budget for all the money that you're gonna have invested on a property and know what the back end value of that's gonna be prior to purchasing it. We've all seen the show, Flip or Flop. Tark and Christina, they go in, they buy this house, they show you the 6-week renovation where they take a piece of junk property and turn it into a beautiful home, almost brand new on the inside. Then they wait until the very end before they put it on the market and then decide to run the comps in the neighborhood to determine what price they're gonna be selling the home in. Well, there's two problems with that. First off, they're in California. The market changes much more swiftly there than it does here in Southwest Indiana. So maybe it's a good idea for them to try to rerun the comps to see if there's been any kind of change in the value in the time that they've owned the property. But when you're looking at a property here, you need to know that on the front end. You need to get that figured out to determine what neighborhood you're gonna be in and what the value is gonna be on the back end of that investment. If you don't, you can end up losing tons of money. So that's just a real quick basic intro to the two different types of investing. Now, these types of investing are specifically on single family residential properties. I am a residential specialist with FC Tucker, so I try to focus my efforts specifically on single family homes. I'm gonna go a little bit more in depth at times with different types of financing and different types of investments that you can look at, whether you're looking at long-term hold for that cash flow or if you're looking at a short-term flip for appreciation. But I wanted to get some basic information out there so people know what they might be getting into if they're thinking about real estate investing. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.